Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 4th of December. In the United Kingdom, 11 p.m. is when the pubs close, and the risk of sending incoherent text messages while under the influence of alcohol increases. In Korea, around 11 p.m, President Yoon sent a message declaring martial law. Parliament was not happy and rejected this. Yoon then rescinded martial law. The cabinet has expressed their intention to resign en masse. Parliament will debate impeaching Yoon today, with a vote expected later in the week. It then goes to the Constitutional Court, which is running low on judges at the moment. The Korean won weakened and then recovered, but Korean equities are still down on the day. The Bank of Korea has pledged unlimited liquidity in the near term. What does this political uncertainty really mean for the markets? In terms of immediate economic effect, protest strike action may disrupt some economic output, but only in the very short term. Unless Yoon resigns, changing the president would be a drawn-out process, but with the opposition already in control of parliament, this doesn't necessarily disrupt policy in a way that meaningfully affects investors. What matters to markets is perhaps the bigger picture. Advanced economies are not supposed to descend into martial law. At a time of significant structural change, intellectual freedom and freedom of speech are critical to economic success, because being allowed to publicly challenge the status quo is what drives the innovation that turns technology into economic gain. And confidence in the rule of law is critical to investors having confidence to invest in the first place. Meanwhile, the French government faces a vote of no confidence today following opposition over the budget. Both the left and the far right have said that they will vote against the government. For investors, that suggests policy inertia. Nothing really changes for better or for worse, effectively, as the French government drifts under a caretaker for the time being. The OECD publishes its economic outlook today. This encourages a lot of media headlines, but there's no special insight here. OECD economists have the natural superiority that all economists have, but that doesn't make their forecasts any more accurate than any other economists' forecasts. Moreover, because of the time taken to publish the report, the views do tend to be somewhat dated, and therefore things that markets already know. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.